Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I've talked before about the perils of selling your car and not making sure it gets titled in the buyer's name, and then bad things happen if the vehicle winds up someplace doing bad things without you in it. But you get blamed because you're on the record as owning the car. Well, here's a variation on that, but instead of selling the car was stolen. A stolen car went out and racked up a bunch of tickets. And the city is now demanding that the owners of the car, who by the way are grandparents, pay $5,000 in tickets racked up by thieves who stole their car. This is from activistpost.com. Bob sent it to me. A whole bunch of different people have reported on this, but I'm going to go with the story by activistpost.com. Matt Agorist wrote it. In one of the worst cases of government incompetence we've seen, an elderly couple is being extorted by the city over traffic infractions they did not commit. Their car was stolen and then used to commit multiple crimes. And despite the fact they have proof in the form of a police report, the city says they are still liable for those tickets racked up by their vehicle, even though they weren't driving it. Now, the man who owned the vehicle is a 73-year-old Vietnam vet named Doug Nelson. He's never had any problems with the law before. And last November, after arriving home from his job, two thugs came up to him with guns and demanded his car. He said, as I was exiting the vehicle, this guy came up, said, give me your car. You know what's happening. Give me the car. He immediately gave the criminals his keys and thought that his car was the only thing he's going to lose. And of course, he was wrong. Several days later, police recovered the car. So Doug and his wife thought, well, it's over now. However, after they got their car back, they began getting red light camera tickets in the mail because the criminals who carjacked him went on a joyride and racked up over $2,000 in fines with red light tickets. Nancy told WHAM, over $2,000 worth of fines. Yes, over $2,000 worth of fines. Now, because red light camera systems remove due process, and we'll talk about that in a second, and assume guilt before sending out the citations, the Nelsons were cited before they had a chance to plead their case. The Nelsons had faith in the system and thought, well, this should be easy enough to fix. We've got documentation to prove that we reported the car stolen. The car was stolen. And they had proof the tickets were issued after the vehicle was stolen. So DC should dismiss the tickets, right? No, wrong. They requested the tickets be dismissed, and they wrote back to them and said, no, you owe the money. So she then sent them the police report. And that, of course, proves the car was stolen an hour before the first citation was ever issued. And that got rejected again. Now, the Nelsons thought, hey, maybe this is just a weird glitch in the system, or maybe someone's not quite understanding this. So they scheduled an in-person hearing with a hearing officer. And this wouldn't help either, because the bureaucracy doesn't quite work this way. The guy would not look at the information beyond the fact that the police report apparently didn't include their license plate number. Now, it's unclear why the police who fill out a police report wouldn't include the license plate number of the stolen vehicle. It seems like that'd be pretty common sense, but they apparently didn't do that. So the fact that the tag number was missing, the hearings officer goes, I don't know, this might not be your car. So the Nelsons then went to the police station and asked if they could fix the report by putting the tag number on the report. And the officer said, I can't put the tag number on your report. It's in the system. It's in the system. So it's unclear why, if it's in the system, it can't be on the report. But it's also unclear why, if it's in the system, the hearings officer can't look at the system and go, oh, you're right. That is your vehicle that was stolen and that you weren't driving. So they were out of luck at that point because the system lacks the ability to apply reason and common sense. The Nelsons were told they were on the hook for the fines. During the entire ordeal, they were unable to renew their registration because of unpaid citations, and so they cannot even use the car. So Nancy said, this is not helping me at all. I'm in tears about all of this stuff because we owe over $2,000 for tickets that are not even our fault. Now, the tickets with the late fees and the penalties are over $5,000. As WHAM reports, Nancy and Doug say they expect to be victimized by criminals, but not re-victimized by DC. And this, of course, is exactly what's happening. So they've been told that there is a remedy here. What you do is you pay the $5,000, and then you file a special appeal to the Special Appeals Board. And of course, that requires you to come up with $5,000. And then, of course, secondly, you put the money up and you appeal. Are you going to win? Or are you going to get the exact same runaround of things like, well, this report doesn't match the system. The system doesn't match this. Your plate number over here is not here and blah, 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 blah. So there's problems. Now, when local media began asking questions, DC officials finally responded and claimed they're going to dismiss the tickets. However, as WHAM reported, as of the airing of the original story, that had not yet happened. So they said it was going to happen, but as of then, it had not yet happened. And so this gets us back to those red light cameras and also, to some extent, speed cameras. And now, in Michigan, we don't have them. So I don't have to deal with these on a legal basis. But I know that other states have got one or both, and they often cause controversy for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is that in some places, the whole system, at least it used to be, automated. So you're driving down the road, a machine detects that you ran a red light, generates a ticket, and sends it to you and basically says, pay this. And then there would be something on there about, you know, if you think you have a defense to this, you know, knock yourself out, here's what you got to do. But as noted here, it's not that simple. And there are situations where the owner of the vehicle would not be liable for traffic infractions of that vehicle. Now, there are things like owner liability, where if I lend you my car and you get in an accident with it, in Michigan, I can get sued because I own the car, owner liability. But if I lend you my car and you go out and do 5 miles an hour over the speed limit, you get a speeding ticket, not me. So in places where there are speed cameras, presumably, and they, you know, get you speeding in your car or a red light camera, okay, presumably there's got to be a way to identify who the driver is. Now, I suppose there's, with my luck, places that say we don't care who the driver of the car is, it's still your car. But the point is to say that we don't care if your car was stolen and someone was using your car without your permission, you did everything you could to abide by the law, and someone else is breaking the law in your car, we don't care, you got to pay those tickets. That's absurd. That's absolutely absurd. So due process, I've mentioned before, it's something I think you're becoming familiar with, but due process, generally speaking, is the idea that you are notified of what's happening and you have the opportunity to respond in a meaningful way. So if it comes to a ticket, they should notify you that, yes, you've been charged with something here, a civil infraction probably, and you've been charged with this, and how would you like to respond? And then give you an opportunity to respond in a meaningful way. And by meaningful way, I'm specifically putting that in there to understand it's not that you just get a hearing where they just rule against you. They got to at least listen and give you some thought, right? And so the idea that you go in front of a panel or a guy who's a hearings officer and you say, look, I've got proof that car was stolen and the people driving it were doing it without my permission. They stole my vehicle. I shouldn't be liable for this, and have the person go, eh, you're still liable for it. Doesn't seem like that's due process. Doesn't seem like it. So that's one of the biggest problems I have. I've every time I talk about red light cameras or speed cameras, I've had people say, Steve, if you don't break the law, you won't get in trouble. That's one of the most common things I hear. Slow down. Stop for red lights. Don't let your car get stolen, I guess, right? So it's a crazy story. But I think it illustrates the problem with, you know, letting our robots do our thinking for us. It can only come to a bad end. I've seen that movie, Terminator. Okay, so city demands grandparents pay $5,000 in tickets racked up by thieves who stole their car. Now, the city has said that they're going to forgive this, but they hadn't done it yet, at least as of the writing of this article just a couple days ago. So Matt Agorsk wrote it. ActivistPost.com put it up, and WHAM also reported it, and Bob sent it to me. Thanks a lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I'd rather be linked out instead of LinkedIn.